Next case.
This is case number 12,581, Matthew and Patricia Bucilo seek variances from the front yard setback and side yard setback requirements for proposed and existing structures, sections 115.25, 115.182, 115.183, and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of 3rd Street within the Bay Vista subdivision. The 911 address is 37416 3rd Street, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 334, map 19.16, parcel 46. Specifically, the applicants request a 4-foot variance for an existing addition, an 11-foot variance for the proposed covered porch, and a 12.5-foot variance for proposed steps, which will all exist within the front yard setback. There are 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail returns.
Good evening.
We'll be sworn in with Mr. Sharp over here.
Can you just state your name and address for the record, please?
Matthew J. Bucilo, 37416 3rd Street, Rehoboth Beach.
Patricia Bucilo, 37416 3rd Street, Rehoboth Beach.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Hello.
The floor is yours.
Pardon?
The floor
is thank yours. You. What we're requesting is to have a 5-foot overhang over the front half of the house to create an outdoor porch and to provide some protection from my front door and my windows and some covering when we're bringing in luggage or groceries and things like that. We're not part of an HOA. My neighbors are in support of what I'm doing. There have been some people walking up and down the street with dogs that ask me what it is, wish me good luck, but I don't know whether they're direct neighbors or not. I'm just walking around the neighborhood. There is a step right now in front of the house that goes about 3 foot from the front door. The only thing, and I thought that the home was built 1955 with some pictures I saw from the previous owner, a man by the name of Luther Hearn. Mm-hmm. But then Ms. Lepore, I think, told me that the home was actually older than 1955. It does not impede any visual ability of anyone to see, or it doesn't interfere with anything. So basically, I'm just looking for permission to have a 5-foot by 15-foot concrete slab with the overhanging roof. It will not be screened in, and I think that's it.
Any questions?
Oh, we're checking that. Mr. Phillips, you had mentioned, is there a side yard for the garage? Is that what we're looking for?
Let's see. That's correct. So that would be for the garage in the southern corner.
So we're looking for a 12.5-foot variance for the steps, an 11-foot variance from the front yard for the, I guess this landing, covered landing. And then what was the other one?
A 4-foot variance for the existing addition. The existing front portion of the house that exists within the front yard setback.
I thought there was a side yard that was being sought.
That's
advertised for a side yard, and I was just trying to...
For the existing structure?
Well, it says front yard and side yard setbacks for proposed and existing structures. I'm just trying to get a handle on exactly all the variances that we needed here, so make sure we're complete.
Right. The side was not anything that I had requested with this. Apparently, whenever this home was built, I guess there are... I don't know what the boundaries were or anything like that. we've been there for eight years?
We've been there since 2012.
2000, all right, so 8 years, 9 years. So we've, the garage was there, the house was there, anything on the side or the garage structure or whatnot was there when we came in. And how long it's been there, I'm going to guess that garage has been there for a real long time because I know.
One of the things that we try to do is clean up any of the record on those things. So that's likely what happened was when this was reviewed, staff picked up on that. And because of that, we want to make sure that we're complete on all the variances that are being sought and that the board has a proper understanding of that, as does the public and yourselves. So we just want to make sure that we're complete with whatever the variances are that are needed to bring this into compliance.
Okay.
So I would like to clarify the side yard setback requirement needed, or the variance needed for that requirement is for the existing garage that exceeds the 5 foot setback.
So that would be a 0.9 foot variance on the, looks like the east side?
That is correct.
And then you had said there was a 4 foot variance, I believe, for the existing dwelling?
Incorrect. That 4 foot variance appears to have been mixed up with the garage, so that is irrelevant to this case.
So we're seeking three variances, which is a 0.9 foot side yard variance on the east side for the existing garage, an 11 foot variance in the front yard for the covered landing, and 12.5 from the front yard for the steps.
That is correct.
Okay, thank you. We should make sure we understood that.
Those numbers were scaled out, reviewed again today and scaled out. So that's where the 11 and 12.5 figures originate.
Very good, thank you.
Sir?
Yes.
It looks like there's two drawings in the record, one for a 5 foot porch and one for a 4 foot deep porch. I just wanted to clarify, you're asking for a 5 foot deep
yes,
porch,
sir.
Not a 4 foot deep porch.
That's correct.
Okay.
I don't know why there's a four.
Yeah, I don't know how. It looks like a previous drawing or something got mixed in there.
I'm guessing the contractor gave you the wrong thing.
Yeah, that was a previous draft. It has an older date on it.
Okay.
The 4 foot deep porch has an older date on it.
So. All right, then that's what it was.
Yeah.
Outside of the request of variance, would these, the landing, the steps, would it jut out much farther than your neighbor's
No.
Property?
Mm-mm. As a matter of fact, on the block, a few houses down to the right, there are a couple of homes that seem to me that they're out closer to the street than what we are now. I don't know whether that matters or not, but I think there's one or two on that block, and then across the street, I think there is at least one. I mean, not significantly, 5 or 6 feet.
Right.
And how far out does the current landing come?
It's approximately 3 foot.
Okay. So what you're essentially proposing is an additional 2 feet?
Yes, sir. With the overhang.
Understood. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any complaints about the garage that you're aware
of? No.
And I looked in the, looks like the property records we were provided with, it looks like it may have been there in 73. Is this an older garage?
This garage is very old. Now, how old, I don't know. I've replaced wood on it, put a new roof on it, replaced around the door. Anything I didn't replace are the windows that, I don't really think they made those windows even in 73. They're old.
And how far is your front property line from the edge of paving of 3rd Street?
I think it's 22 foot. It's written.
Well, I see that on the drawing.
Oh,
it shows
yeah.
from the property line, but I didn't know if the property line matched the edge of paving. Sometimes there's a bit of a gap where if you were to measure it from perhaps where the paving of 3rd Street was to your front, you know, stoop or what have you, sometimes that can be longer. Do you know if it's, if it matches your property line?
I think from the beginning of the house to the street, I believe, is 22 foot.
Okay. So you think they match up?
I do, because, well, we had to get it surveyed too for this, right? So yeah, we did that.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anything further from the board? Is there anyone present who's in favor of this application?
Raise your hand.
Is there anyone present who is in opposition?
Operator?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Again, if anyone on the line is in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, there are no pending comments.
Thank you. If there are no further questions, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12581 for Mr. and Mrs. Fusillo. I believe that the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and I believe that the variance represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for my reasons.
Aye too for those reasons. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 12581 has been approved.
Great. Thank you.